Bungee just for the thrill. Would you pay lots of money to fall off a 120-foot high platform held only by an elastic cord around your waist or ankles? It may sound crazy, but lots of people do it. Bungee jumping, as it is called, is gaining as much popularity as it is gaining controversy and criticism. Bungee has quite an old origin. The idea of this way of jumping comes from the ancient ritual gukol, performed in the Pentecost Island in the Pacific archipelago of Vanuatu. The legend says that in the village Bunlap, a man had a quarrel with his wife, and she ran away and climbed a tree where she wrapped her ankles with vines. When he came up to her, the woman jumped from the tree, and so did her husband, not knowing what his wife had done. So he died, but the woman survived. The men of Bunlap were very impressed by this performance, and they began to practice such jumps in case they got in similar situation. This practice transformed into a ritual for rich yam harvest and also for proving manhood. Bungee jumping as a sport started in New Zealand, probably in the 1970s. People attached thick elastic cords, called bungees, to their bodies. Then they jumped off bridges or high buildings, falling fast through the air until the cord caught them, and then bounced back up and down a few times until coming to a stop.